The World This Week, Politics.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that Indian agents were behind the killing of a Sikh leader near Vancouver in June. India denied it. Hardeep Singh Nijjar had pushed for a Sikh homeland in India. India says he was a terrorist. Mr. Nijjar's supporters say he was a peaceful activist. Mr. Trudeau's allegation of a fellow democracy assassinating a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil has ramifications beyond a souring of relations with India. America's National Security Council has said it is deeply concerned and has urged India to cooperate. India's MPs held their first session in a new parliament building, which replaces the old one designed by the British in the 1920s. In May, opposition parties protested against its inauguration, accusing Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, of turning what was supposed to be a show of national unity into a party rally. Volodymyr Zelensky gave a speech in person to the UN General Assembly in New York, in which he warned that Russia is trying to smash the established international order and push the world to a final war. The Ukrainian president also compared Russia's abduction of Ukrainian children to genocide. Mr. Zelensky then went to Washington to discuss further help for Ukraine's war effort. Hungary, Poland, and Slovakia imposed their own curbs on imports of Ukrainian grain after the European Union lifted a partial ban. As a row over the curbs escalated, Poland said it would no longer supply weapons to Ukraine. Evika Siliņa became Latvia's new prime minister after forming another coalition headed by the centre-right New Unity Party. One of the first tasks of the new government was to close one of Latvia's border points with Belarus, following an increase in illegal crossings by migrants. Rishi Sunak, Britain's prime minister, announced some changes to the government's plan to reach net zero emissions by 2050, such as delaying a ban on new petrol cars by 5 years to 2035. He said this was being done so that the 2050 target could be met in a better, more proportionate way. In Sweden, the government's budget contained tax-cutting measures, including on fuel duties. Sweden was the first country to lay out an aim of net zero, but some think the budget means it now won't be able to hit that goal in 2045. Protests broke out against the authorities in Derna, a city in eastern Libya, recently devastated by floods. Calls are growing for an international investigation into why the dams in the city burst.